Breaking news about the plastic pollution. Is it going to destroy us? What can we do about it? Here's everything you need to know.
Plastic marine littering is an ever-growing problem with alarming effects on animals as well as humans. Each year, over 8 million tons of plastic end up in the oceans, mostly consisting of plastic bottles and bags. The abandoned plastic gets carried into the ocean by the wind, rivers, and rain. Many animals confuse the plastic as food, and it eventually ends up in their stomachs and finally on our plates. A lot of litter also washes up on the shores, ruining our beaches. Therefore, the increasing amount of plastic in the ocean also has a negative effect on humans. Many animals get caught up in the debris. Reportedly, over 660 marine species in the Baltic Sea have been found with injuries caused by plastic.
Plastic is a durable material, and its lifespan is at least 60 years. Even after that time, the plastic is still in the nature, but it has biodegraded in the sunlight, broke down into millions of small particles, which attract toxins and heavy metals. One problem we have in the Baltic Sea is microplastic. It is really small pieces of plastic that can be found in cosmetics and hygiene products. There is no way to remove microplastic from the ocean, and each year the amount of microplastic in the Baltic Sea increases by 40,000 kilograms. It affects the marine life, as the microplastic attracts toxins and many animals eat it and die.
Your behavior does also affect the earth, and here's a few simple things you can do at home about the plastic pollution. Check your bathroom products, make sure you don't buy any that contain microplastics.
Stop washing your clothes every time they smell a bit or there's a little dirt stain on it, and instead put your clothes out in the fresh air. Your clothes unbind plastic particles when you wash them too often, and the plastic particles go out in the sea.
This one is pretty obvious, but don't throw your litter in the nature, and if you see garbage in the wrong place, then please pick it up and put it where it belongs. Don't buy plastic bags. Think about the nature while grocery shopping, and buy paper bags or take your own canvas bag with you.
It's also important to sort your garbage. For example, you should sort the paper, bio-waste, cardboard and plastic in different garbage baskets.
If everyone in Finland would sort their garbage, we would sort 6,000 tons of household plastic per year.
Could a vacuum save the oceans? The Ocean Cleanup Company have come up with a vacuum-like plastic cleaner. They use the force of currents to guide the plastic waste to an area to get concentrated and become easier to collect. They use a screen to collect the floating plastic instead of nets, which allows the sea life to pass under. With this method, the cleaning of half the Atlantic would only take 10 years when it would take 70,000 years with boats to clean. The method has been tested in South Korea and Japan, and the results have been successful.